Gradually in you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you have found the Happy Cast.
Happy, happy.
I'm your host, Brian, and joining me as always is Ben.
Hello, I'm Ben. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, Ben. Thank you for asking. I'm
not you, the listeners. No. I'm asking them. They respond, and then I say, oh, I'm doing pretty good.
You never ask me how I'm doing anymore.
Who cares?
Man, back in episode one, we were really on this whole communicating thing. It's like, how are you doing, Brian? I'm like, well, I'm glad you asked. Actually, I've had a pretty bad day, and this is why.
Let's get on to the heart of our show, Brian.
Okay, well, in case you haven't listened before, which, first of all, I recommend you start back at the beginning, because it's a very serialized podcast. If you don't listen from episode one, then you won't really understand the character arcs and the mysteries that we are setting up.
And we have lots of character arcs. For only two of us, that's pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Plot twist galore. But it's a podcast in which we talk about things that we like, things we don't like, and everything in between.
True.
That's it. That's basically my summary of the show.
I approve greatly. Do you approve, listeners? Let us know at happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
.gmail.com?
.gmail@com.
@com. Oh, that's you have to pay more for that kind of email address, I hear.
Yes, only the best for our listeners.
That's worth it, though, really. Well, Ben, who is our involuntary sponsor of the week?
This week's sponsor is Bacon Salt. Why would you have fries if you could have bacon fries? Is your meal too unbacony? Try Bacon Salt, available at your local internet. Do-do-do-do.
Local internet? Can I find this in a store, a grocery chain, maybe a nationwide chain?
Not ones that are immensely nationwide, like Target and Walmart, but I know they have it at Kroger. And a bunch of other random ones. If you don't know, try asking your manager to talk to their supplier.
Very good. Thank you, sir. I didn't know that Kroger wasn't a big nationwide chain. We have several of those around here.
We have... last one I've seen is in Little Rock, which is the capital of my state. But we have none anywhere nearby where I've been, other than there.
Yikes! Around here, you can't step outside and throw a rock without hitting at least three Krogers.
Why would you be throwing rocks at grocery stores? That seems kind of
you know it's. Well, you know it's things are kind of slow around here sometimes. We have to pass the time somehow.
People in glass houses should not throw rocks.
Yes. Good point. Good point.
Or in glass Krogers.
Glass Krogers. They do have a big glass storefront, so it would not be wise for them to throw rocks. Although, even if you have a very stable home made of brick or some other material, why throw stones? It's not polite.
It's pretty rude.
It's pretty rude. If you enjoy throwing rocks, you should check out the Mannerscast at Mannerscast.com.
They would let you know that's not very polite. You actually thought you were going to say, if you enjoy throwing rocks, learn how to from the Manners Cast.
Learn how... No, they don't throw rocks on the Manners Cast. They throw potatoes.
Yes, at birds.
If you listen to them. How to throw... No, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right here. So, I hear Ben, someone on the internet told me that we had a logo contest going on.
We do? We do! Yes, we had a logo contest. We do. Before, we just had a simple yellow smiley face that I stole from some Google image search. But we needed that to change, so we asked you, the listeners, to give us your pictures for our logo. And we chose one of you listeners.
Wow, wow, we have a winner.
We have a winner.
And therefore, we have a logo. So are you ready to announce the winner of the first ever Happy Cast logo contest?
I am, after this break from our sponsors. No, I don't have anything.
Oh, I was hoping you'd like paste in some kind of bacon salt commercial there. Really, really drive home that this podcast is brought to you by Bacon Salt, found at baconsalt.com. If they don't own that URL, they probably should.
If they don't, we are. If I can find a clip, it will be there instead of this.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm excited either way.
It's a surprise no matter what. Our winner is... Drumroll, please, Brian. I was just going to clip one in here. You didn't actually have to make that sound.
That's a placeholder. That way you know where to put the drum sound.
Too late. Is Miguel Uguim. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but I really don't know how to say your name backwards and forwards.
Miguel Uguim?
Yes, it is a brilliant logo. It's simple, elegant, summarizes everything that there is to know about HappyCast. You're awesome.
Yes, well, incredible, incredible job. And I would just like to personally thank everyone who took the time to submit an entry into the logo contest. Really, considering we're a very young podcast, we're only on episode 4 right now, I didn't expect that many entries, so I just want to thank everyone who took the time to submit.
Yes.
They were all wonderful.
Thank you, The New Today. Thank you, Lost Bunny. And thank you, Guitarchitect.
The guitar-playing architect.
And especially Miguel Uguim, because you won. You are now on our top-secret prize list.
Now, if we announce it, does that really make it secret at all?
It's secret on how to get onto the list.
Oh, I mean, one could kind of listen to this podcast and kind of piece together, if I make them a new logo, then I might be put on the list.
This is one of only many ways you can get on the list. We also had a listener from Lithuania, according to our stats, and if that person ever contacts me, they are on the prize list.
Okay, so now you're just willy-nilly picking ways to get on the list, so...
Yeah. The prize list is more of a semi-final than a prize list.
Okay, so getting on the list just enters you into the tournament.
Yes.
And then from there, we'll whittle it down further. If anyone's interested in getting put on this so-called list, send cash money to...
No. Not cash money. We're not big enough to earn money from our podcast yet.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry.
That's Bacon Salt giving me all that money. I mean...
What yeah, you got money? you have all that sweet Bacon Salt green heading in.
Bacon salt green does not sound very good, but you can put bacon salt on your greens because it tastes good on anything. And even better for you vegetarians and vegans, it's not made from real bacon. I'm not kidding.
Well, that's a bit of a bummer if you do like bacon, though. Like, what if you wanted a really bacony bacon salt?
It still tastes like bacon. Here's an example. Another quote from one of the fans. My savior has arrived, and its name is Bacon Salt.
Wow, that is a bit hyperbolic, wouldn't you say?
Maybe not to that person. That person obviously loves bacon.
Maybe not, but I will guess right here. If you were to put bacon salt on bacon and eat it, you would probably die. That's just
maybe if you also wrap it in chocolate, put it on a stick, dip it in powdered sugar, wrap it in chocolate again, fry it, dip it in chocolate.
I think I actually saw somebody selling those at the state fair last week, but that...
So I saw that at the Tulsa State Fair when I went a few months ago.
Wow.
Chocolate bacon. And it, walking past it, made me so sick, I did not want to be there anymore.
Wow. All right. That's scary stuff. It's like an outtake from Fear Factor, but...
It might have been.
Let us move forward to our happy hour segment.
Could you put bacon on lettuce?
Yes.
You just said lettuce, so I thought you were bringing it up.
Oh, well, you put bacon on lettuce and then put it on bread, and then you have a traditional BLT.
without the T.
Oh, you need the tomato. You need tomato.
You have a traditional BL.
you have a BL. I just want to pass on a short story. I'm not sure if this actually happened to someone I know,
happened
or if they stole it.
Of a friend.
Happened to a friend of a friend of a friend, or they stole it from some stand-up comic or television show. And if that's the case, I apologize. But somebody told me they were in a gas station one time, and they were going through the cooler buying lunch at a gas station, which is never a good idea. That's always, like, step one, don't buy lunch at a gas station. That is a terrible choice.
Unless your lunch is like a bag of chips and a Coke.
Yeah, maybe. But don't get anything out of that deli cooler in the gas station, because that is really terrifying. Anyway, they go through, they find the sandwich cut in half. It's a BLT. It's like a $4 sandwich. And they look at it, and they bring it up to the cashier, and they say, what's still this BLT? There's no bacon on it. And the guy says, oh, it's a BLT. It's bread, lettuce, and tomato.
Oh.
It's like, I wouldn't pay for a bread, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, maybe put some bacon salt on it.
Yeah. Would it be BSLT?
No, it would not. Onward to happy hour.
It's happy hour again.
All right. Happy hour. This is the part of the show where we talk about what's making us happy this week. Ben, what are you bringing to the table?
Yeah, not bacon salt, but it is related. It's bacon! That's a bacon strip commercial.
you know, they're actually called bacon strips. I did not know that for the longest time.
Seriously?
Yeah, I didn't know. I thought they were just called bacon strips.
But my happy hour is not bacon strips. It's bacon. Just bacon. Not bacon salt, not bacon-aise, which is an actual thing, folks. It's bacon.
Bacon's it's pretty good. I mean, for
pretty
breakfast,
good.
Right?
No,
you get some.
It's like bacon in the morning, bacon in the evening, bacon at supper time.
When bacon's on a bagel, you can eat bacon anytime, really.
Bacon's in a salt shaker, you can eat bacon anytime.
Mm.
But
I don't know.
My favorite bacon product might be something I get from Sonic, the bacon breakfast toaster. It's the Texas toast. And egg, and cheese, and bacon, all cooked together into a delicious bacony breakfast sandwich.
That actually sounds quite good. Really quick off topic, or kind of on topic. Texas toast, that's just the abnormally thick bread, right?
Everything's bigger in Texas food.
Good point. That does sound good. I enjoy bacon as much as the next guy, I guess, but
I'm the next
in
guy.
I don't enjoy it as much as you, apparently. But the guy after you, I might enjoy it that much.
Okay.
But, I mean, to me, bacon serves a very specific purpose. It is a pretty good breakfast item, and it really doesn't belong in any other time of the day. Like, after 10 a.m., bacon is off limits.
What about a BLT?
You know, BLT, I've had a BLT, bread, lettuce, and tomato. We've established
that. How about
that's...
a real BLT? That's that only for morning hours?
Yeah, that's like a breakfast sandwich, right?
No, you don't eat BLTs for breakfast. You don't eat sandwiches for breakfast unless it's like a croissant.
I've had sandwiches for breakfast. I had a sandwich this morning for breakfast.
Sandwiches for breakfast?
I know, it's wacky. It was a fried egg sandwich.
Oh, that's a breakfast food. Bacon is more than a breakfast food. Bacon is a meat. It's as much of a meat as chicken.
I can't argue against that. I guess it is as much of a meat as chicken, but I don't know. It just seems like there has been this growing misuse and abuse of bacon over the past few years. Like, people putting, like, oh, we got this Wendy's quadruple cheeseburger with 8 strips of bacon. It's like, really?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Why?
All right, everything is better with bacon, but not, bacon is not better with everything. That's, that helps at all. Chocolate-covered fried bacon, not good.
Okay. All right, I'm letting that process right now. That kind of makes sense. You've you've kind of actually cleared this up for me, so I do appreciate that.
Yes. And speaking of bacon, this podcast is in memory of Anna in Indiana, twitter.com/EchoBay77.
You shouldn't say in memory of if somebody is still alive. It just doesn't sound good.
Well, I'm remembering her when I talk about bacon, because she's a really big fan of bacon. So, in memory, because I talk about bacon, she's in my memory.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, it seemed... I just wanted to clear it up for our listeners.
This will be one of the big new, like, Twitter trendings where everyone's freaking out. They're thinking some celebrity's dead.
Yeah, yeah, a trending topic. In memory of? ?
But yes. No, yeah, she's still alive as far as I know, and awesome and bacon-loving.
Yep, yep. Unsolicited promo here. She just released the final regularly scheduled episode of her Jacob's Cabin Lost podcast.
Yes, it is quite good.
So if you're a fan of that, you should check it out, I guess.
Yep.
If you're a fan of Lost, also lostandlock.blogspot.com.
Yes. Twitter.com/HappyCast.
Twitter.com/EchoBase77.
That's Anna in Indiana /BaconLover77.
Okay, very good.
So, Brian, what is your happy hour pick?
Well, sir, my happy hour pick has been around for many years.
Fire.
Since long before I was born.
Fire.
And it's not fire. No.
Wheels?
It's not. It's the wheel. Where would we be without the wheel?
Well, you hate cars. It can't be the wheel.
It kind of is the wheel.
What?
Of fortune.
What?
My happy hour pick is game shows.
Oh, I love game shows. I approve of yours.
Yes, game shows are the greatest, most pure form of entertainment around today.
What is the best thing about game shows?
I don't know. I like game shows which reward you for being knowledgeable about things. Those are the best kinds.
Those don't exist anymore.
I know. I like old game shows. Or game shows can have kind of like a humorous slant to them. But game shows, quote, game shows that I don't like. I know this is going to strike a nerve with you. Is game shows that are based purely on luck.
Okay. I'm sorry to take all of your thunder away for your section. I hate Deal or No Deal. That's what you were talking about. Deal or
what?
No Deal. All right, here's Deal or No Deal. pick a number. Okay, you lost money. Pick another number. Okay, you won some. And then you just decide yes or no. Let's see how greedy I can be. Do you want this much money, or do you want the possibility of losing money? And they always pick the possibility of losing money. This is not a real game show. Roulette would not be fun to watch on TV. That has more skill than this does.
Oh, I don't know. There actually was this roulette game show I saw on the Game Show Network. It was like human roulette, right? And it's like the I don't know.
Oh, that's wait.
Russian roulette?
Yeah,
was that it?
No, Russian roulette is much different from roulette. Russian roulette is much more fun to watch.
Okay, you're right. Russian roulette, that was a pretty good game show.
Yes, and we should probably tell some listeners who don't know, no one dies on that show.
Is that true? Because the floor opens up and they fall to somewhere. I don't know where.
They get swallowed up into the pits of Hades.
Oh, no, I hope not. That would be a... that would be a terrible deal. I'm going to go with no deal on Russian roulette. That's no deal, Howie.
That's the worst consolation prize I've ever heard.
Yikes. That's that reminds me of a pretty good episode of Doctor Who, but I won't go there at this time.
Yeah, don't. What's your favorite game show?
You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for the Regis-hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the primetime one.
Is that because you like Regis so much?
Yeah, partially, but it's also a pretty good game show. It's a very straightforward quiz show. Like, all right, multiple choice, you got four answers. Yeah, which one is it? And,
it's A, because my third grade teacher taught me that one day, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they do. They did drag things out unnecessarily at times.
We don't care why you know it. You know it. Just say it so we can get more questions.
Well, Regis, it's pretty funny. The other day, my brother gave me this book, and he said, "Hey, did you know that Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492? I don't think that's right, brother. But
at least
1942?
At least it gave us a good movie.
Regis did?
No. Who is Slumdog Millionaire?
I haven't seen it.
Neither have I, but I've heard lots of good things. And if
You're
we didn't have people
good.
Who've told too many stories, we wouldn't have Slumdog Millionaire.
Well, I'm still not convinced that's a good or bad thing. I don't know. I watched the preview of that film. It didn't really seem to appeal to me. There hasn't been a really good quiz show movie as of yet that I'm aware of. If you know of one, feel free to email happycastfeedback@gmail.com.
What about Double Jeopardy?
I'm pretty sure that's not actually about Jeopardy.
It's about, like, the final round, or the next to final round. Isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's that's, not, but...
It's final Jeopardy?
That's the last round. That's the one with the popular music.
And that's the one with Ken Jennings in it? No?
No.
All right, so who is your favorite game show host? I mean, that's really... I mean, the game itself is fairly important, but really the host is what pulls it all together. They really deliver it.
There's so many good ones that it's really hard for me to remember them all. My favorite game show is either Wheel of Fortune or something else. Family Feud.
Family Feud.
Actually, I have a story about Family Feud and a cup of coffee.
No, wait. I think we went over that last week.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
But Family Feud, who's your favorite Family Feud host? Because I think it's hard to top Richard Dawson.
Yes, I forgot his name. I was just going to refer to him as the one who kisses everyone.
The dude that kisses everyone.
Yep.
Kind of weird, but he was a pretty good host. So
that's
we don't really say anything to him about it. It's like, if you want to kiss people, that's fine, I guess.
People didn't seem to mind. They seemed to... Maybe they sent a waiver before the show started. You will be kissed by Richard Dawson.
It was the 70s.
Oh, everyone kissed everybody.
That's how it was, I hear. I don't know. I can't verify.
I was born in the 80s. Barely.
As was I. My favorite game show host, probably... I was about to say the late great, but he is not dead. He just doesn't host a game show anymore. Bob Barker. How do you top Bob Barker?
I don't know. Drew Carey, maybe?
No, I think they tried that. Drew's doing a good job. People are down on Drew. It's hard. Bob Barker's a hard act to follow, but he really... I don't know. I really like Bob Barker. He was a great guy. He seemed to He at least was able to give off the impression that he genuinely cared about the contestant.
Most of the
like,
time.
Oh, you got one more chance. I don't know. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm Bob Barker. Have your pet spayed or neutered.
Is that his last name? Bob Barker, have your pet spayed or neutered.
Yes, that was legally his last name in the final season.
Wow. What is your favorite take-home version of a game show?
Of a game show? Home version of a game show? I actually had a pretty decent home game of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ah.
That seems like an easy out, but they had the little cards with the questions on it, with the multiple choice, and then the answer was on the back.
That sounds pretty
but
cool.
I really liked playing it. It was hard getting people together to play it, and I always ended up playing the host. So.
Did you do your Regis voice?
I did a Regis voice. Not my current Regis voice.
Ah. Well, I feel your pain about not getting people to play certain games with you.
I know, it's a bummer. I mean, this also translates over into video games, any kind of shared entertainment. It's like, hey, whoa, what's going on, bro? You want to play some of this Tetris Battle Attack? It's like, no, not really. That's not great. But now, thanks to the internet becoming more widespread, you can find anyone to play any weird, terrible game you want to.
I.e. me.
That's right. You can find Ben. Give him an email, happycastfeedback@gmail.com, and he will play literally any awful game you want.
I think I was referring to you playing awful games with me.
Oh, I thought it was an open invitation to play.
No, not everyone. Awful. I only play awesome games with everyone.
Okay, so if you want to play an awesome game, hit him up.
If you want to play an awful one and you are Brian, then play 50 Cent Blood on the Sand with me.
Oh, yes, we're going to do that later in the week. So we'll save that for a later show. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, a 50 Cent game.
So it was in the bargain bin, so you picked it up on the cheap?
I wish it were. That's what that meant.
I'm sorry.
Let's move on to Bummer Patrol, if you're ready.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Here we are in the Bummer Patrol, guys. Part of the show where we talk about things that have got us down in the dumps. Ben, what's wrong, Ben? What's bothering you this week?
Well, Brian, I'm really bummed out about something.
It's okay, Charlie Brown. I mean, Ben.
Charlie Ben?
Ben Brown?
Dan Brown?
You wrote the Da Vinci Code. Well done, sir.
How did we get there? I was busy
really
being bummed out, and you did not ask me about what. What kind of friend are you?
I'm pretty sure I did. We'll have to rewind.
Oh, man, we're in the Bummer Patrol. You seem down in the dumps. What's wrong, Ben?
I don't like ice cube trays.
What? What's wrong with ice cube trays? They provide you with delicious cold ice for your beverages.
No. They make you think they're going to give you delicious cold ice, when instead all they do is give you a broken ice cube tray.
What?
Okay, how did this happen? You put water in the plastic ice cube tray, you put it in the freezer. It freezes into ice. That's how an ice cube tray works. Now, supposedly, you can just get that ice out really easily and plop it in your drink to have a nice cold beverage. But no, to get it out, you have to twist it and turn it and bang it against the counter, and all that happens is you have ice flying all over the kitchen, hitting the floor, hitting other people, going anywhere but your drink, breaking into tiny little shards so it melts really quickly in your drink, or you just break your ice cube tray.
I could be wrong here. So if I am, I apologize. Something tells me this happened to you fairly recently.
No, this happens to me all the time, not just recently. This is an ice cube tray. We need an ice maker.
Yeah, an ice maker would really be a good way to get around that problem.
Usually, I still have problems with those too, because I push it in and it either I don't get enough stuff to keep holding it in, and then it stops giving ice to me because it's done or something. It doesn't feel like giving me anymore, the greedy little jerk. Or you get too much and it keeps pouring out after you stop, and you have ice all over the floor and all over your feet, and they're cold.
Then you have too much ice. That does seem like a problem. What if, now follow me on this one, what if you were to take your beverage of choice and just keep it in the refrigerator?
Some drinks taste better with ice.
Really? Like what?
I prefer Dr. Pepper with ice, actually. I will drink it out of the bottle, but then the carbonation and the caffeine can be too much, like with Coke. But if you have it with ice, it tones it down a little bit. And my favorite thing to put ice in is ice water, because first of all, it stays colder than it is in your tap. But also, like, you'll think, oh no, I drank all my water. You wait an hour, you have more water.
That's a good point. And I guess you can't have ice water without ice. That is one of the defining ingredients.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of ice either, but that's for a different podcast.
How about a good iced tea?
Iced tea? That's Megan's expertise, my girlfriend, for those of you who are just tuning in.
She's a big fan of Law and Order?
No. She's a big fan of unsweet iced tea.
Oh, I was talking about this other guy. I'm sorry.
Like him on Law & Order.
He's pretty good. Surprisingly, it's like, oh, Ice-T is on. Oh, wow, he delivered it. He's really committed to this character. All right.
You know what I don't? Or you know what I don't hate? That's also related to Ice. Our listener, Ice. I don't know if that's the name you're going to go by when you contribute to us, but that's the name you'll always be known by in my heart.
For the record, I don't hate ice of any variety. I'm fond of ice cubes, shattered ice, iced tea.
What's the best shape of ice?
That's a good question. I think the classic cube is probably my favorite form of ice.
I don't like the ones they have at a lot of fast food restaurants that are kind of like dome-shaped, like a really flat dome.
Yeah, no, I don't like those either, actually. Those are pretty bad.
They're annoying. I do like... I don't know what they have. It's at our local pizza place. It's not quite crushed. It's just perfect. I don't understand it, but it's awesome.
It's ice so perfect that words fail to describe it.
For those of you that have a Geno's Pizza, spelled G-E-N-O apostrophe S, pretty much if you live in Western Arkansas, get their ice.
Can you walk in and just order a cup of ice? Would they be cool with that?
Yeah, they might. Would they be cool with that? Oh, you're so clever.
I didn't even mean it.
Well, now they know.
Ah, I'm sorry.
You had a perfectly good pun going.
I failed you and the listeners, and for that, I apologize.
You should apologize by telling us your Bummer Patrol.
All right, time for my Bummer Patrol. Allow me to paint you a mind picture, if you will.
An idea? Is it a mind picture?
Yes, it's a mind picture. Okay, so let's say it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a Saturday afternoon. You're off work. You're like, yeah, you know what? I've been busy doing yard work or whatnot. I haven't had lunch yet. Let me go to the kitchen. So you decide to make a sandwich. So you get out your sandwich ingredients of choice.
Bacon salt.
A nice jar of grape jelly and then some crunchy peanut butter, because that is clearly the superior peanut butter. Put that on the counter.
It's a lot worse than chunky peanut butter.
Yeah, I don't like chunky. Crunchy. That's an important distinction to make.
Creamy.
Anyway, you put the peanut butter and jelly on the counter. You get your knife and spoon ready. Then you reach for the bread, only to find that the only two pieces are the end pieces.
Oh, I hate the end pieces.
My Bummer Patrol pick of the week is the end pieces on a loaf of bread.
Oh, I agree with you. That's almost as bad as an ice tray. You don't have to break those.
They're so thin and flimsy, and it doesn't really feel like it holds a sandwich together well. There is no practical use of the end pieces of bread.
You can use them as bookends if they get stale.
I guess that's an option, but I don't know, how long has sliced bread been around? You would think we would advance to a point in which they could eliminate the need for the end pieces.
The end piece is the worst invention since sliced bread.
Yes, I agree with that 110%, even though, by definition, you cannot agree more than 100%.
Maybe. If you're also agreeing in some kind of alternate timeline.
Yes, this is like an X timeline. It's kind of splits off from our original path, so 110%.
Couldn't they just cut off the end pieces and feed them to farm animals for consumption?
Here's my thinking. This is my solution. So, bread manufacturers out there, pull out your pen and paper, get ready to write this down. I as a consumer, I would pay a higher premium for a endless loaf of bread. I mean,
like, you open the bag. Oh my God, there's more bread in here. What a miracle. Isn't that what Jesus did with the loaves and the fish?
That's not what he invented. I'm sorry, that's not what I meant, but I would pay a lot of money for that.
Who wouldn't pay a lot of money to stop world hunger?
infinite bread. No, oh, I'm sorry. A loaf of bread without the end pieces. I would pay a slightly higher premium for that product. And then you take the end pieces and you give them to charity, or you package them up separately.
like you give the end pieces to orphans? But you're saying they're lesser people than other people, Brian?
I'm just saying, you know, they're not in a situation to pick and choose. I don't know.
No, I have a better solution for the end pieces, and it could be quite profitable. You sell all the end pieces in a separate package that is specifically made to feed birds and ducks.
Yes.
Okay. I don't care.
I was going to suggest that. They do not discriminate against different kinds of bread. You are correct.
They're happy to be eating people food.
But then you take the end pieces, put them in a loaf by themselves, and then sell them for a lower price. I think people would pay a lower price for the end pieces if they were going to go feed ducks, or if they needed breadcrumbs for a recipe, then it wouldn't really matter as much.
Exactly. This is the perfect idea. Maybe we should patent this before I edit this and release it.
Maybe we should. And also, be sure to patent my endless loaf of bread idea, because I really think there'd be big money in that.
If you can find a way to make a loaf of bread that never stops giving you slices, then we will not podcast anymore.
Okay, I'll get my research team on that ASAP after we're done recording.
Who does your research team consist of?
Oh, it's top secret. I can't reveal that on the show.
Is it me?
It's you. You are my research team.
I thought so. Well, we just revealed it on the podcast. You are bad at keeping secrets. I know who to trust now.
I'm sorry. If you push me a little bit, then I'll cave in and tell you everything.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Yeah, it is. It is.
So what is next on our outline? Or,
well,
I don't know.
Our script, some people call it.
It's not very scripty. I mean, this would be a pretty impressive script if we had written all of this in advance.
It's like the rundown. Can we call it the rundown?
The word that people use for school that starts with an S.
I don't know what that is. I'm drawing a blank.
Pass.
All right. Well, last week we had You Don't Know Ben, in which we got to know one of our hosts,
is
Ben.
Is it Brian?
And this week we have a the other half of that. What's it called, Ben?
It's called You Don't Know Brian. No, it's
really?
Not.
I thought we'd have come up with something better than that.
We did. Oh, do you want to know what it is?
I kind of do. I don't know. I'm on the edge of my seat here.
It's called Who's Your Brian?
No, it is not called Who's Your Brian. Who's Your Brian?
From Indiana. Who's Your
Indiana?
Anna?
Who's Your?
In memory of Who's Your Anna?
No, not in memory of.
It made me remember her. It makes a lot of sense.
I guess it does.
Forget
but,
these cultural
I mean,
norms.
just forget about the system. We'll do things our own way.
Fight the man, yo.
Yeah, man.
But it is...
Yo.
Yo-Yo Ma.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
yeah, I'm sorry.
This segment is called Who's the Brian?
I'm the Brian.
Who's the Brian is a segment where me, Ben, I ask... That was bad grammar. Let me restart that.
No, keep it. It's perfect. It's good.
Where me ask Brian question.
This part of show where we talk caveman.
We could always do that for something sometime.
Fire bad.
I thought you liked fire.
No, I like game shows.
All right. Welcome to Who's the Brian? This is the part of the show where I've been ask Brian 6 questions so we can get to know him better, because most of you probably don't know him very well. Did you know Brian's real name is Gethsemane?
I did not. I didn't even know that. I'm Brian, and I had no idea.
Yeah, that's because that one was a lie. Maybe we should try a thing where I ask you 6 questions, you answer 5 truthfully and 1 untruthfully, and listeners have to guess which one is false.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
That kind of does.
kind of like a twist on Balderdash. You ever play Balderdash?
I have heard of the word, and I think I've seen the game. Is there a bicycle on the box?
There may be a bicycle on the box, but Baldur Dash is the game where there's a card with a word on it, a somewhat uncommon word, usually, and there's a definition, and then you go around the table, and then everyone writes down their own definition of the word, and then, like, whoever's hosting the game reads the definitions, and then everyone has to guess, like, which one is the actual definition of the word.
I think I've tried playing that with my friend before, but the problem was he's really, really good at vocabulary.
Ah.
Yeah.
That would take a little bit of the fun out.
Thanks a lot, Daniel, for ruining the game.
You've ruined Baldur Dash.
That's been another one of those games that it's really hard to get other people to play with you.
Yes, you're right. They need some kind of online digital version of Baldur Dash.
They might someday. But yes,
one day.
Are you ready for your 6 questions, Brian? I'm going to ask and you will answer as fast as intelligibly possible.
I got to be honest, I'm nervous. I really have no idea what's coming. I hope I'm able to provide some kind of cohesive answer of some kind.
You probably won't, because these questions are not very cohesive.
Oh, that makes me even more nervous, but okay, let's go.
All right, put 20 seconds on the clock. Ding!
Whoa, there's a time limit?
There is an infinite number of time.
It's like the endless time limit.
Okay. Yes, it's like the endless loaf of bread.
Like an endless loaf of bread.
There are as many seconds as there are loaves of bread in your idea.
Available in Kroger's everywhere.
And at your local internet. Can you put bacon salt on the bread ends and make them taste better?
Ooh, maybe.
We should try that.
We should. We should actually buy some of this bacon salt that we're promoting, though.
You have lots of Kroger's, so why not?
Okay, yeah, maybe after the show I'll go out and try to find some bacon salt.
And a pack of bread ends.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'll be quite as successful at that, but I'll give it the old try, I guess. I don't know, as good as I can.
Okay, question number one. If you could have dinner with one famous dead person, who?
Anna in Indiana? No? No.
Try another one.
All right, sorry. Now I'm going to pause for an edit.
Like you think there will be one.
Aw. Okay, now is there... Let me answer your question with a question. Would they be living at the time, or would I just be eating dinner with a dead person? Because that doesn't sound too appealing to me.
Your choice.
My choice. Wow, dead person. The late John Ritter.
Okay.
And he would be alive.
Okay, alive. What are the best and worst carnival games in your opinion?
Okay, well, the worst carnival game is the one where you throw the plastic ring and try to get it around the top of a bottle, and the rings are too small. It's actually literally impossible to land on top of it.
No explaining why yet.
Oh, sorry. And then my favorite is the test of strength where you hit the thing with a hammer and then...
Very good.
Yeah, it skyrockets.
In a game of Clue, who done it?
Colonel Mustard, always.
With what?
With the candlestick.
And where?
In the library.
Very good. What is your favorite letter of the alphabet and your least favorite?
My favorite letter of the alphabet is the letter B. And my least favorite is the letter Z, because it's useless. Useless.
What is your favorite and least favorite Smurf?
My favorite Smurf is Papa Smurf, and my least favorite is Smurfette.
Ah, and last but not least, question 6, why?
Why Smurfette?
No.
Why?
Just why.
Just why? Just cause.
Very good. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, you made it just within the time limit. That was
a close one,
Brian.
Whew, man, I was sweating bullets on that.
You almost ran out of bread.
No, it's impossible. Not with this new infinite loaf of bread.
Okay, so for your first question, if you could have dinner with one famous person, who? You answered John Ritter. Why?
You know, I don't know. The late John Ritter, he... star of Three's Company, most notably. He's, I don't know, comedic legend. I was really pressed for time thinking of dead people. I could think of several living people that it would be cool to meet and share a meal with, I suppose.
I could see
but,
that.
But, I don't know. Actually, I'm a bit disappointed in myself. You're like, any person, any dead person you could have a meal with, anyone in the history of time. It's like, I would pick Abraham Lincoln because that would just be a great experience. Mine is John Ritter because dude was a comedic genius, and he had that 8 Simple Rules show, which was actually pretty good for about a season and 3 episodes before his untimely death. With a TH.
I might have picked Benjamin Franklin just because I'd get his autograph and be like, oh my god, guys, I'm selling this on eBay. I have the zombie of Ben Franklin gave me an autograph.
That would be impressive, and you are fond of zombies. If I were going deep back in history and I had picked like a philosopher or something, I would go with John Locke. Okay, next question.
Well, if you were eating dinner with a zombie, would they be having brains, and would they be yours?
They wouldn't be mine, but they would definitely belong to someone, and it would make me feel very uncomfortable. I'd be like, ah, oh, man, do you really have to bring that here?
Please don't eat a part of a human in front of a... That's like eating chicken in front of a chicken. That's just rude.
That's true. If I were having dinner with a chicken for some reason, I would have the common courtesy not to order chicken.
What if they ordered chicken?
Oh, man, then that would make them... That would make them a cannibal of sorts, and I still, like, if it's cool, it might be cool for them to do it, but I, you know, I don't want to take a risk, so I would order beef.
I think we should ask Trent Armstrong if it's polite to order the food of whatever you're eating with.
Yes, I guess we should send that email to mannerscast.com.
Yes, and send an email to a website?
It's possible, I hear. mannerscast@gmail.com
You're just making fun of me. Question 2. The worst carnival game, the ring toss with a bottle. What about the ring toss where you have to get it on top of the little plastic ducky head?
I've never seen that one, actually. That seems...
It's the kid version.
It seems a bit more fair, but no, still, no fun.
Are the rings, like, wedding ring-sized?
Well, I mean, the rings are these small plastic rings, and it just... It might be possible to land on it, but it's really unlikely. It feels like a ripoff on every level.
I think all carnival games are a ripoff on some level.
I think you're right. I mean, they're designed to make the carnival money, so that was a tough one. They're all pretty disappointing.
And the test of strength? Not the text of strength.
The text of strength. That's like the modern reimagining of the test of strength.
Well,
you gotta see how strong your thumbs are from texting.
LOL.
All right.
So why is that your favorite? Do you often win that? Do you use
I've
it to
tried.
Impress the ladies?
Oh man, the ladies, they love it. Oh. No, I don't know. I've never tried it. It looked fun. I've always looked at guys that throw down $2 to hit it and win a stuffed animal for their lady friend and whatnot. I was like, I guess that's cool, I guess. Seems a bit like he's showing off, like, oh, look at what I can do. But, I don't know. Like, just, it's such a simple concept, and it seems executed so well. I appreciate it for that, at the very least.
Hit this hard. You won a prize. You hit harder than that guy did.
Good job. That guy's a coward, man. He couldn't even hit as hard as you can, man, boy.
What a wimpy.
I'm sorry.
Wimpy. Hefty.
Oh.
I like that commercial. Right.
those are good. They're iconic at this point.
It's number 3. Who done it, where, and why? Why did you pick mustard in the thing with the place? Wait, in the place with the thing.
In the thing with the place? What a shocking twist. I haven't played Clue in a while, but... I don't know. It just always seems like, you know, whenever you see somebody playing Clue on TV or in a movie, that always seems like the joke answer. That's like the one... I would actually say that's probably one of the only characters that people care to remember. It's like, Mustard in the library with the candlestick.
Ah. You know what else is a shocking twist?
What's that?
Electrified braids.
That, you're right. that is a shocking twist, most literally.
I apologize. But yes, I always played as Professor Plum, so I was very sad whenever he done it. Which I know is not proper grammar, but how else are you going to fit it with whodunit?
Whodunit? That, yeah, I'll forgive it. It does make sense in that
context.
I don't
even like whodunit, because it should be whodidit.
Whodidit. I don't know. I mean, I think whodunit is fair, though, just because... I mean, it's not proper, but it's kind of self-aware that it's not proper. It's like, oh, who done it? It seems like it's just pronounced, it's just read that way to kind of up the fun factor.
Who created that word?
Because
why would someone create a phrase that's so stupid?
Who done it? I don't know. I don't know. I would be curious to find out what the first occurrence of who done it was.
I'm checking, but I can't find it.
Ah.
This pause will be edited out as soon as I find the origin of whodunit.
Whodunit. I want to have a band and call it Upping the Fun Factor.
That's pretty cool. I can't find anyone who specifically made the term, other than that it originated in the 20s, 30s, or 40s.
All right, so somewhere in that span of 30 years, it definitely was coined.
That guy... is our Jerk of the Week.
We need to bring Jerk of the Week back.
Back? We don't even have it yet.
Conceptually, we thought of it, so bring it back.
All right, and question four. Your favorite letter of the alphabet was B? Was that for Ben?
That was for Brian.
Oh, what? What's wrong with my B?
I don't know. Your B is just... Ben, my B is coupled with a R, so it just gives it that really good brr sound. That's it can't be beat. I mean, Ben is good, but brr.
It sounds like you're about to vomit.
That's what makes it fun, really, is the brr factor.
Do you prefer the B in cursive or in print?
Print. Always print. Even if I sign my name cursive, the B is in print. Actually... Though, to be fair, I signed with my full name and middle initial being B. So.
Oh, that's a hint towards our mystery.
Oh, who's going to figure it out?
Is it me?
I guess you might figure it out.
I figured it out in the first couple podcasts, Brian's a lady.
Oh, no, no, definitely not.
Subliminal messages.
They hardly ever work, or do they?
Or do they? I bet you guys kind of want some popcorn right now, don't you?
With bacon salt, perhaps?
Yes, and maybe some bread loaves.
An endless amount. To wash it down, of course. Because whenever I have popcorn, I want to wash it down with a nice loaf of bread.
I didn't make any sense there, did I?
Not really, but...
That's all for the Happy Cast. Join us next week.
thank you for joining us. This is the end. This is the final Happy Cast.
Ever.
Oh, man. Canceled before our time, really.
And what about your Z? Why do you not like Z?
I mean, I don't know. I called it useless, though I guess statistically if we break it down, X gets less play than Z, I would care to say.
Isn't Z pretty useful in the word quizzical?
Quizzical, yes.
What about wizard?
Wizard, yeah. That's good in there, too. Okay, well, X. X is kind of useless. I mean, every letter has its uses, but... I don't know.
Every letter has its uses except X?
X has the fewest uses, so if I had to pick a least favorite...
What about in the word except...
Yeah, I mean, it's in there.
Extraterrestrial? Axe murderer?
Yeah. Axe murderer, yes.
You can't spell axe murderer without X.
Yeah, then it would just be a murderer, and that wouldn't...
That's no fun. That's not specific at all.
That's just too vague.
A murderer?
Did you hear that they caught that a murderer on the loose? Like, no. I don't know. What was his MO? How did it happen?
I have to say my least favorite murderer would be an A
murderer.
Wait.
I'm sorry, I just had one of those moments in recording where I couldn't believe that you started a sentence by saying, I have to say my least favorite murderer is probably, like, what? Dude, what? Do we have, like, a top 10 list of favorites and least favorites?
Well, of my top favorites, I'd have to say that the Joker, he's technically a murderer. Freddy Krueger, he's a murderer.
Dude did kill people. Yeah, he's good.
Jason Voorhees. I have a long list of favorite murderers, most of which I'm glad are not real.
I don't have a list of
non-fictional murderers that I like.
I didn't know you had a list of favorite murderers. That that dude from Dexter's pretty good.
Oh yeah, which one?
What's his name? I don't know.
There is an X in it.
You're right. So.
What about
actually,
X-Files?
Maybe it's not as good as I originally thought.
Files.
The files. Okay.
No, the
you got me.
Files. You have to have the
files?
Hyphen in there.
Oh, the files?
Yes. It sounds kind of like our audio cuts out.
The files. Yeah, you're right. Okay, all right, you sold me. X is very useful solely because of the X-Files, so I apologize to the letter X, I guess?
My least favorite letter would probably be Elemento.
Elemento?
Yes. No one ever uses it.
I think, yeah, Elemento, I mean, I don't even know why it's in the alphabet, really.
Stupid. I have a story that Megan's going to kill me when she actually hears this, but I listened to an audio recording of when she was younger saying her alphabet, and it went like H-I-J-K-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-N-P. If I can find that might be the after show.
Oh, no. You really... I'm worried about you. I don't think you should do that. I think it'd be in your best interest to not do that.
I think very soon, she might be my least favorite murderer.
If you keep it up, maybe. if you make that the after show, then maybe she'll become your least favorite.
I like her more than bacon, for the record.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Because bacon is pretty useless after breakfast.
Not when you have bacon salt. Why would you have fries if you could have bacon fries? When you put bacon salt on mashed potatoes, they try to eat themselves.
That sounds just awful and terrifying. Why would you... They try to eat themselves. That means less potatoes for me to eat.
Exactly. And does that mean you're starving your mashed potatoes that they want to eat themselves? Can you actually drive a human to want to eat themselves? Is cannibalism our theme for this podcast?
These are all questions that listeners want answered. No, I'm going to answer that last one. No, that is not the theme of the podcast.
Oh, Cannibal, She Wrote.
I hope not. No. Oh.
And your favorite and least favorite Smurf. Why Papa Smurf? He sounds
like a rapper.
Papa Smurf.
He might be. You never know these days.
Yo, Papa Smurf in the house.
Papa Smurf. He's the leader of the Smurfs. He's the only one with a beard, and he gets to wear red.
What about Beardy Smurf?
Is that a thing?
I don't think so. You can just make up anything, really, and it's a Smurf.
I don't know. Papa Smurf, he's the oldest Smurf. He has a beard. So respect your elders. Vote for Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf and the Smurfettes! Woo!
I like that less, because, as I said earlier, she's my least favorite Smurf.
Why do you not like Smurfette? What did she ever do to you?
Because, do you know the story of Smurfette? It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, she was made by Gargamel to attack them or something, and then they like her now?
I think Smurfette, I mean, I could be wrong, I don't want to spread false information about the Smurfs or anything. That's not my thing, that's not why I'm here. But, rumor on the internets is that that Gargamel, who was trying to capture and eat the Smurfs, because apparently they're delicious... He captured a lone Smurf, took him to his lab, and then turned him into Smurfette, and was going to use Smurfette as a tool to turn the Smurfs against one another, and then somehow that leads up to him capturing and devouring all the Smurfs.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really cruel when you put it like that. It's like, dude was going to eat the village. But fear not, if you're looking forward to the Smurf film coming out next year, they cleaned it up, they changed it. He doesn't want to eat the Smurfs anymore. I think he wants to, like, maybe their magic, and he wants to harness their magic to do something.
I could see that. I could see them being little tiny slaves.
Like
Santa's
so...
elves.
Are you saying that Santa enslaved the elves?
Yeah. Why else would they want to build toys 364 days a year?
For the happiness of all the girls and boys of the world?
Elves. There has to be at least one disgruntled elf.
I bet there is. I bet there's that one dude that wanted to be a dentist that one time.
What was his name?
Hermes? Hermes? The elf?
What are you talking about?
Was that not his name? Was it Herman?
I'm not as up on my elf lore as you are. I think his name was Legolas.
I don't know. You got me.
And as of question six, why?
Hermes. Yeah, Hermes the elf, the dude that wanted to be a dentist. I got it. I knew it. I just had to look it up to verify, but I was correct.
Why?
I don't know why I needed this validation. Why? Just cause.
Why is your answer just cause? Why just cause?
Just cause.
Very good. What's our next section?
All right, our next section is Fight Court.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge...
My name is Judge.
That's right, we're here at our first ever results show for Fight Court. You may recall 2 weeks ago, the case was Pirates versus Ninjas. We put out the call for you guys to vote. You did. You went to thehappycast.blogspot.com.
The jury is in.
The jury is in. And what is the verdict been?
You have to call me by Nancy Grace or I'm not going to do it. No, you don't. Please don't call me Nancy Grace. I was kidding.
Okay, all right. That's good. I didn't want to.
She doesn't do that anymore, I think. She's on CNN now.
It seemed a little bit weird that you wanted me to do that, but whatever.
Well, the verdict is... Let me check the blog in case there were any last-minute votes. There better not have been. Go to thehappycast.blogspot.com to vote if you ever need to. And it looks like it is Ninjas! 10-8!
What? No way.
Yes way, Brian. As you might know, if you listen to our podcast episode 2, A Tale of Two Dogloos, you would know that I picked the side of Ninjas, the obviously better, as you, the jury, has even decided now. And Brian took the smelly, stupid, poopy-face Pirates.
How close was it? How close was it?
10-8.
10-8?
Yes.
I'm reading 8-9. 47% to 52%.
My page, refresh your page. Mine says 10-8.
We need a more accurate way to gather these statistics.
I think it doesn't matter, because either way, you lost.
I would like to point out that it was a tie as of like 30 minutes ago. We should have recorded this sooner.
No, we shouldn't. This was actually a pretty epic battle, because for a long time, several days... Ninjas were ahead by one or two votes, and the votes kept coming in back and forth, mostly with Ninjas ahead, but the Pirates were keeping a really close second, because there is nothing lower than that. I'll remind you, you got second place, but second is also last in this case. But,
aww.
But like, then yesterday, Pirates pulled ahead, and then all of a sudden the Ninjas, they came back like they always would. They never disappoint.
And they came back in a stealthy manner.
Exactly. And it was 8-8. And that, and I was thinking, you know, that's a pretty good place to record. Our very first time, a tie, that's pretty cool. And then the ninjas, as stealthy as always, vote one more time. We
win. I don't know. I'm suspicious. I'm going to call shenanigans. It was a tie. You had the information, then you decided to check one more time at the last second. I don't know.
Actually, I had already closed the page, so I had to reopen it.
I demand a recount.
Okay, let me refresh. 8 to 10.
All right, I'll wait.
8 to 10.
Man, 8 to 10?
8 to 10.
That's crazy.
I apologize, Brian. Pirates, obviously, are stupid.
You got me.
This isn't even a hung jury. In fight court, it isn't. You don't need the whole jury to decide on one verdict. Whoever's closest wins.
Seems like a messed up legal system, but okay,
well,
you got me. You won fair and square.
Court. It's fight court. If it were a tie, right, we'd have to fight each other to the death. So,
okay,
thank goodness, Ninja.
In that case, okay, I'm glad that we were able to settle this.
So you would say that you're glad that pirates suck?
No, you came out ahead. Well done. Well done. But I think I might be able to win this new fight court that we're bringing to the table.
A new one? Whatever do you mean?
Well, this is an age-old question.
As age-old as Pirates versus Ninjas?
Maybe not quite that old, but, you know, you go to the pantry, you're going to make a sandwich, you have two jars of peanut butter, one smooth, one crunchy. Which do you choose?
There are two sides, one light, one dark. I would
pick
smooth.
One light, one dark. One good, one evil. I would pick crunchy because I feel that, you know, you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you need that little bit of extra texture to it. I feel like that really adds to the experience.
You know, without X, you couldn't say extra texture. It would just come out as extra texture.
All right, you're right. You're right.
So don't be dissing letters.
More, I will never diss the letter X.
This is our spelling section of the podcast.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit down about the Pirates Ninjas thing still, but
so
we'll move
why
ahead.
Do you like chunky peanut butter?
It's crunchy. It's not chunky. Let me straighten
this out. It
tastes
pretty chunky.
No, it's crunchy peanut butter. You know, like I said, this is pretty cut. It's a pretty clear cut case. I don't feel the need to go in too much detail about why crunchy is better. You know, it's smooth peanut butter is just too plain. I feel like the crunchy gives it that extra oomph that it needs.
Is salt too plain?
It is too plain. I feel like my salt needs something else.
It needs some more bacon-y taste to it?
I care to say yes.
Would you dip your peanut butter into a... How would you even dip peanut butter?
Put it on a spoon?
Would you get a spoonful of peanut butter and then sprinkle it with bacon salt?
Only if it was the smooth variety of peanut butter, because then it would be too plain. But if it were crunchy, I would let it go.
See, I took the other side of that coin because, well, for one, it's better to have smooth peanut butter. Smooth and creamy and tasty and perfect. Two, I don't like my textures to mix it in my foods. I do not eat a brownie with chopped nuts on it. I don't like Rocky Road.
Oh,
I don't like ice cream with nuts. I don't like banana splits because they have nuts.
Do you know what that is, sir? That is food segregation. I thought we were past that. It's the year 2010. The texture should be able to co-mingle and mix and then create the delicious, crunchy, peanut buttery goodness.
I will eat peanuts if it's on something else that is also crunchy. But if it's on something smooth, that thing was made to be smooth, not to be smooth with... Alright, you're taking a big bite and like, it's so good, and then you have forgotten to chew the one peanut that slipped through the cracks, and you choke and you die. How is that better? Would you rather die eating chunky peanut butter or be happy eating smooth?
I feel like maybe you should chew your food better in that case, but I don't know. You're talking about the smooth and the crunchy mixing together, but I feel like the very presence of the peanuts in the peanut butter completely changes the effect. It is no longer a smooth food at all. It is now an entirely crunchy food.
But what about your bread? Do you have crunchy bread?
Are you eating a crouton sandwich? I like to toast my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Do you?
Yes, and I also like, for the record, I like crunchy jelly with big grape chunks in it. That's the way we do it in Georgia.
How about crunchy ice cream?
Crunchy ice cream is also the best.
You crazy Georgian.
I think you put a little bit of a New Orleans thing on the end of that, but that's okay.
I don't think I did.
Well, we've made our cases, so yeah, let your voice be heard. Go to thehappycast.blogspot.com. Vote for either crunchy or smooth. All right, and I think we should have a third option, like I'm allergic to peanuts or...
Neither.
Neither.
Yeah.
Neither, yeah.
Neither. That's the next poll. Neither or neither.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that one.
Yes, but yeah, go to that website that he already said... And you, the jury, can delegate. Which word am I looking for?
I'm not sure. I'm stumped as well.
I think it's deliberate. You, the jury, need to deliberate and return with your votes in the public dispute of smooth v chunky.
Make sure that justice is served. Vote for crunchy.
Yes, justice is served in a tasty, tasty sandwich. Smooth.
All right. Can't wait. Now let's go ahead to email.
Sound.
The mail's here.
Mail time.
Oh, great. Thanks.
You've got mail.
You've got mail.
All right, email. This is part of the show where we read the things that you sent us.
First and email that you didn't send us.
I don't know if we can read those, but we'll find a way in the future. First, emails from Camille. Would you read that, Ben?
Yes, I will. Oh, first of all, I'd like to say one thing before I read her email. I was supposed to say something a couple weeks ago that I forgot to mention, because we got two on the topic of dog glues and Angela Lansbury. But in the very first podcast, I talked about Reese's and how I do not like Reese's Pieces. And Camille talked to me and suggested I try peanut butter M&Ms, which I did, and they are great. They are much better than Reese's Pieces. The ratio of peanut butter to chocolate is akin to that of the actual Reese's, which makes them heavenly.
Well, sounds delicious. I'll try to track these down at my local grocer.
Yes, Kroger's.
I hear Kroger carries them, yes.
No, I meant to go to all of the different Kroger's in town.
Oh, plural?
And yes.
I'll try one, and then if they don't have it, I'll let it go.
And if they do, buy it. Pick up some bacon salt.
Ah.
Try it on there.
Very good. Put it on the peanut butter M&Ms? That'd be good,
exactly.
Maybe. Or kill me. I'm not sure.
It might not kill you. If you dip it in sugar first.
It might make me stronger.
You know, I actually homemade a funnel cake once with a couple of my friends.
Really?
It was disgusting, except for the powdered sugar part.
How do you ruin funnel cake? That just seems so... Like the idea of it is so good. It's like fried batter of sorts.
Well, the only good part was the powdered sugar. The rest of it tasted like nothing.
I think you did it wrong.
We followed a recipe.
Maybe it was a bad recipe. It's not your fault. It's not your friend's fault. It's the recipe writer's fault.
Also, one of the most disgustingly sweet, but delicious things I've ever tasted is a beverage that is based off of something in the Harry Potter universe called Butterbeer. Don't worry, there's no actual alcohol in it. It's basically butterscotch flavoring, club soda, and butterscotch syrup that you'd put on ice cream. At a ratio and heat it up. It is so good. But you can drink about maybe 2 tablespoons worth before you want to...
Man, I can imagine. That sounds quite rich.
It is. That's not anything to do with anything. It's just try it, but don't try too much of it.
Try it in moderation.
Camille says, I am so happy to be emailing HappyCast. Who would have thought I'd be this happy? Okay, that was stupid. But anyways, hello. Just wanted to write in and say that I am enjoying the podcast and it does not cease to make me laugh. That's better than it ceasing to make you laugh. I especially loved last week's after show, but I am a sucker for puns. What after
puns
show,
are the best.
Brian?
There's no such thing as an after show. I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know what she means that happens after about 8 seconds of silence at the end of every podcast.
I don't know, Ben.
Was there a comma in there, or were you announcing a surprise segment?
It's time for I Don't Know, Ben.
I don't know, Ben. She continues, which brings me to my happy hour, happy pick of the week, or whatever it's called. I'm a bad fan. Yes, you are, Camille. Go to your kitchen. Because I assume you might be in your room.
Go to your kitchen.
That's a callback to to episode 2.
That's true. Yeah, you're right.
Her happy hour pick is puns. I love puns, even the corny ones. I even think those are clever. You know what my favorite corny pun is?
What's that?
The price that a pirate would buy corn. A buccaneer. That's a double corny pun.
It is. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Look how layered we are.
Oh, man. You wouldn't have heard something like that back in episode 1. It really took us a while to get here.
We got wittier, and we'll only get more wittier, so stay tuned. We're on the iTunes Music Store and the happycast.blogspot.com.
And we're not in Zune Marketplace yet.
That's
we should be.
Because they have an awkward way to approve podcasts. But we will eventually. She continues, my Bummer Patrol pick is airports. You have to wait for what may be hours in a crowded area and hope your flight doesn't get delayed or canceled. And security is just brrr. Does anyone like airports? I guess the duty-free thing can be cool, but airports only sell overpriced crap anyway. Love, aww. Camille.
Man, I don't know. I haven't spent too much time in airports, but I do agree with puns as being the happy hour pick of the week. In fact, this one's for Camille. Did you know, Ben, that two peanuts were walking in a tough neighborhood and one of them was assaulted?
Was that the crunchy one?
No, it was the smooth one. Was assaulted.
Dang it! At least it wasn't a slug. That would have been really depressing.
Oh, man, that would be just horrible.
Salted peanut does not die. It just becomes more tasty.
True. Maybe if it were bacon assaulted, maybe that would be even better.
Or wouldn't it be a bacon salted?
Bacon salted.
That kind of ruins the pun.
You're right. It does ruin the pun.
You know, I'm going to give us points for this podcast for thinking up two puns off the top of our heads that both have to do with things we're talking about.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. 1 point for us.
1 point for each of us. I'm not sharing a point with you.
That seems a bit self-indulgent to give ourselves points, but I will allow it.
Well, Camille also gets a point because she doesn't like airports.
And she does like puns. So
yes, so she gets two points.
2 points. Yeah. 2 points. That means she's in the lead ahead of us, the host.
Whoever gets to 5 points first may be on the list. I bet it's going to be me.
I don't know. We'll wait and see. Next email comes from the new today.
Okay, what is the new today? What does she have to say?
The new today says, hello! I really liked the Secret After show last week. It was great. Again, not sure what she's talking about. Do you?
I don't know. What's an After show? That's just ridiculous.
That's wild.
You have to have an After show to have an After show.
Maybe we should have a pre-after show at some point.
Isn't that the podcast?
You're right.
We already have an hour-long pre-after show.
This is the pre-after show.
Of course, since we don't have an after show, we can't have a pre-after show.
Ah, you're right. I'm sorry. I don't know. Ah.
We just have a pre-silence show.
We should start the show with 15 minutes of silence, and then there's nowhere to go but up from there.
Then we'll just stop it.
Yes. Wait, just release like a 15-minute silent podcast?
That's actually a good idea. I want to get on that. I'm not sure what the name is yet. It'll just be silence.
Sounds tough. I don't know how many episodes you'll be able to produce, but I wish you luck.
I can produce as many as I want. I just have to keep the microphone on when I go to bed. 8-hour podcast, all silence. Hey, it worked for the movies. There's that, who was the guy? Was it the soup can guy?
Are you talking about, like, Andy Warhol?
Yeah, did he do the movie that was just a guy sleeping?
I don't know. I have not heard of this. It sounds
yes, Sleep,
like it could be.
By Andy Warhol. It was originally planned as an 8-hour long movie that was just, I think, his partner asleep.
Just sleeping?
Yep. No, it's 5 hours and 21 minutes.
Huh. Well, yeah. That's wild. Did not know that even existed.
Things I learned from film lecture.
Well done, sir. Back to the new today. My happy hour pick of the week is Lolcats. They're just awesome.
Yes, they are.
And my Bummer Patrol pick is the misuse of there, there, and there.
That's all the same word. What are you talking about?
It really bums me out. Keep staying happy. The new today. There, well, you know, the three theres. There's T-H-E-R-E. There, as in like, oh, it's over there. And then there's T-H-E-I-R, there, and that's possessive. That means like, oh, it's their podcast.
Oh, that's the creepy possessive boyfriend of the theirs.
Yes. It's an odd example, but it is correct. And then we have there, which is T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E, there. This is a contraction, they are there.
I agree. You know what's more annoying, or maybe equally annoying? When people mix up your and your. Y-O-U-R, possessive. Y-O-U, apostrophe R-E, contraction. That's what the apostrophe means, that you're taking out a letter because there are two words there.
Yeah, you're right. Although, I mean, at a certain point, I almost don't agree with the contraction your, because it's not really shorter at all. It's the same amount of characters. It's like, yeah, let's make this better. If we took this A away and put an apostrophe there, and we just run it together, make it one word.
Well, that's about pronouncing it, not about spelling it in Courier New, in which case an apostrophe would be the same as an A. But in Times New Roman, that saves room.
What's that?
Yep.
Good point. But thank you, the new today, there, there, and there. That is a bummer. We've all been there. Have we been there? All right, next email from Listener Ann.
Oh, Listener Ann, what does she have to say? Me? Well, she says, as a current resident of the Philippines and a teacher, I would like to point out that Columbus landed in the West Indies in the year 1492. Winky face.
I see somebody, this dude I know told me it was 1942. I don't know why. It's...
Was that dude the same dude who made our theme music?
Might have been that dude or another dude.
You're awesome, Chris. Props to you. May all your children be hardy.
Well, it's an odd thing to say, but I, yeah, sure.
It sounded like something that, like, as a sailor,
a pirate would say.
Yeah,
it sounds like something a pirate would say, which is weird because we've established that you are very anti-pirate. Well, you are
no,
anti-pirate.
I'm not anti-pirate. I'm just pro-ninja.
Okay,
there's a time and a place for pirates, and giving out old made-up pirate proverbs is one of them.
All right.
She continues.
Fair enough.
Magellan, like a felon, on the other hand, landed in the Philippines in his attempt to circumnavigate the globe. That means go around. She didn't say that. That's my teaching lesson of the day. She didn't think we're that stupid. So she his expedition was a success, but not for Magellan himself, because in his attempt to win the admiration of one local leader by going to war with his oh-so-impressive guns against another local leader with his arrows and spears, he was killed. Way to go, Magellan. Another win for testosterone. This has been your educational moment of the podcast. Con mucho gusto!
All right. Thank you, listener Ann, for providing us with our educational moment. I didn't think we'd make it, but we did. Thanks to you.
Hey, we had a few educational moments there, there, and there.
Not nearly this educational.
Oh, yeah. This was like... I wish you were my history teacher. That was a lot more interesting than any of my history teachers, especially my world history teacher. But I don't want to say too much in case she somehow stumbles across this.
I can't really imagine the series of events that would lead her to listen to this, but good thinking on your part. You got to cover all your bases.
I do always, just like a really good baseball team.
So, is that what baseball does? I don't know. I don't watch that thing.
That's all they do. They just cover the bases.
You got to protect the base, right? It's like you got to prevent the goalie from touching your base. I'm not sure.
I think so. You have to kick a ball to the base, and then they throw it back and through a hoop. I don't understand, really.
Yeah, me neither. We'll save it for our sports talk podcast. So thank you, everyone who wrote. Next up is an iTunes review, also from listener Ann.
Twice? I don't think that's allowed.
Well, we will allow it this time, at least. And listener Ann says about the show, "This reminds me of a morning radio show, only without the stupid sound effects
boing,
or traffic
boing, boing.
And weather reports." Wee-woo, wee-woo, more cowbell. Da-da-da-da-da. That's what a cowbell sounds like, apparently. It's basically two dudes talking about stuff and having a good time doing it.
Ben and Brian in the morning.
Stop. Let's stop right there. I think that should be the official tagline of the Happy Cast. It's basically two dudes talking about stuff and having a good time doing it. Because that sounds rad.
Welcome to 99.8, Ben and Brian in the morning. I'm Ben, that's Brian.
And I'm Brian. Welcome to the motor radio show.
Slide whistle.
Let's get to the end of this thing. And unlike some radio chat shows out there, this podcast is something you can listen to with your kids in the room.
Hi, Aunt's kids.
Hello. Thanks for keeping it classy, Ben and Brian.
Thank you.
So thank you for the wonderful review, listener Ann. If you'd like to leave an iTunes review, feel free to do so.
Yeah, you left out one important piece of information. How many stars did she give us?
Five stars.
Out of 20? Only five? Such a good review for five stars.
I know, the text doesn't match the actual review, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it. You know, the score... No, 5 out of 5. Or 5 out of 4. I'm not really sure. One of those two, definitely.
Oh, it's 5 out of 4. And thank you, Anne, for being the very first double contributor. You get 2 points, one for each contribution.
Oh, man, tied with Camille.
I know. And with us, if we combine our points.
With our powers combined.
That's how they should fix the BP oil spill.
By combining points?
No! Colin Captain Planet!
Ah, yes.
He could do it.
Yeah. I don't know where those kids are. They lost the rings. I hear that Wheeler, if that was a dude, he hit hard times, and he actually had to pawn his ring, so that one, we don't even know where that one is.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
It is. I feel a little bit nervous now, a little bit self-aware that this is something you could listen to with the kids in the room. It's like, okay, I'm glad, but now I'm going back thinking about everything that was said in this past hour and 20 minutes, kind of second guessing, like, all right, did we say no? Like, Ben talked a lot about murder for some reason. I don't know why.
I was talking about the letter X. It was educational. It was about the importance of X. Isn't that what Sesame Street would do?
I haven't watched in a while, but you're probably right. I'm sorry. Sorry for ever questioning you, sir.
No one should ever question me.
Yeah. And that is a fact. Let's. I feel like those wise words should be the end of the podcast. And remember, till next time, never question Ben. This has been the Happy Cast, and we'll see you on the other side.
Stay happy. Welcome to the after show, folks. And as a reward for finding it, even though we tried to tell you that it doesn't exist, you will get our phone numbers.
Like our personal phone numbers? Like our cellular phone numbers?
Well, I was thinking that, but now that I think about it, that's probably a bad idea. No, you will get the HappyCast phone number. Yeah, that's right. You can call and talk to us.
That's almost as good, really.
A pre-recorded version of us.
Okay.
And then
leave
a voicemail of feedback.
To us?
To us, the HappyCast, and all of our listeners. What's that number, Brian?
That number is 770-393-5263.
I don't think so. Our phone number is 206-309-3874. Boom, boom.
Nice jingle. Nice jingle.
Nice jingle.
You gotta have one. You can't have one without the other, really.
We tried to have a word that would spell it out, but zeros aren't really letterful. So the best we could come up with was 206-30-Zeus-4.
That's almost as good, really.
Yeah, so call us at 206-309. That's wrong. Call us at 206-30-Zeus-4.
Zeus-4.
20.
Zeus-4-President?
Don't dial president, because that's not going to get you anywhere. Call us at 20-63-0-Zeus-4.
That's how you should give it out from now on.
As if... I just Googled phone Zeus. I'm at phonespell.com. Let's try this again.
Phone Zeus should be a thing, though.
We were trying to get our own phone number that could be something like, for example, 1-800-BE-HAPPY, because that's a perfect amount of letters. If you, listener, happen to know something good that we can use and is fairly free, let us know.
Fairly free?
Yes, mostly free.
Free-ish, really.
Let's see. Well, we have A0Me0WetPie.
No. No.
Ah, here's a good one. A0Me0WeUs. I. Call us A0Me0WeUsI.
Yes, yes,
that might be
perfect.
Our number.
That's perfect. So it's 80Me0.
No,
A0Me0We0I.
No, A0Me0WeUsI.
WeUsI. Oh,
I didn't put a one at the front, so let me see what that does. No, that didn't help.
Well, yeah, one's not really a letter either.
Oh yeah, it's a voicemail symbol on mine. Yeah. So, if you want to call us, give us a voicemail at A0Me0Me-Us. That's wrong. A0Me0WeUsI.
A0Me0WeUsI.
And remember, that's 10 digits. So if you spell it wrong and you get more or less than 10 digits, you try again. Zero, the two zeros, those are the number zero. A, all right, so let's start over. A, the letter A. Zero, me, as in me, I. Wait, that's just as in me. Zero, as in number zero. We, as in
as
Brian
in
and
Nintendo.
I. Or no, that's too, no, as in another form of the word us, which is the next one, and then I, as in me.
Oh.
A0Me0, we, us, I. Anyone who listens to the after show is going to have that one memorized.
A0Me0WeUsI.
You ended on a minor key, which kind of made it kind of depressing at the end. A0Me0WeUsI. Wait, no, that's Blue's Clues. That's Blue's Skidoo, we can too. Brian, I can't really believe that you even said the endless loaf of bread thing. That was just... How is that even possible? I mean, it's already in the Bible. I mean, you can't really patent it yourself. I mean, it was in the Bible as a miracle.
But think of how impressive it would be if it happened again, though. It's like, oh, it happened once. Whoa, twice, another endless loaf of bread.
You know what would go well with infinite bread? Miracle Whip.
Yes, absolutely, Miracle Whip.
Just as good the second time.